Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Corva to spin us some hits. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Tim in Buffalo.
Hey, Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
You okay? You sound a little down, I gotta tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Sure, anything you know? We can do to help?
Yeah.
Well, you've been entertaining me so far.
All right. Well, what do you do there in Buffalo?
I'm a veterinarian.
Wow.
It's not that funny.
No, really?
Clearly, no. Well, Tim, it is nice to have you with us. You're gonna play Corva Coleman's Countdown. Isn't it great? The alliteration still works for us. Corva Coleman brought her turntables with her. She's going to spin you three songs. Each song speaks to a story in the news this week. Your job, identify the news story. Get at least two right, you win our prize. Ready to play?
Okay.
All right, Tim. Corva, spin us a tune.
We've got Ronnie Spector and the Ronettes with a song that was sung by two senators this week.
What senators had a fight and broke up on Monday, but had time to make up by Wednesday?
John McCain.
Yes, and? So star senator of the Democratic Party, freshman senator.
Up and coming or past star?
Up and coming.
Very up and coming.
Rookie season.
Oh, Barack Obama?
Yes, very good.
There it is.
McCain and Obama, it was like the political equivalent of Brad and Jen breaking up. Getting rather upset by Obama's decision not to join him in the lobbying reform effort, McCain wrote to Obama, quote, "I'd like to apologize to you for assuming that your private assurances to me were sincere." And went on to say, quote, "I hold no hard feelings over your earlier disingenuousness."
Ooh!
Good luck to you, Senator. He also returned Obama's friendship ring.
Oh.
But by Wednesday, the two were putting their arms around each other as they testified at a Senate hearing into pork barrel legislation. They say they've both grown as people and they've worked through it. Okay, Corva, what is next?
Well, Peter, it's the world's oldest rock and roll band and one of their biggest hits.
That's exactly how the Rolling Stones sounded. They were cut off before they could sing the last word in the song Start Me Up at what event?
The Super Bowl.
Right, at the halftime show. Now, the word we didn't play either, perfectly decent, very common English verb, synonym with arrive, but in the context of the song Start Me Up, it becomes the equivalent of an exposed nipple. In fact, I can't even say it until we move on to another topic.
Really?
Yes, it's weird. As for the Stones themselves, Mick joked that they could have performed at Super Bowl I in 1967, but they looked like they could have played the first Rose Bowl in 1902. All right, Corva, how do you want to wind up this little shindig?
Well, Peter, it's the Beatles singing for the mother of a one-year-old son.
Baby, you can drive my car. Yes, I'm gonna be a star. Baby, you can drive my car. And maybe I love you.
So what pop songstress seemed to tell her baby yet that, yeah, you can drive the car?
Britney Spears.
Yes, Britney Spears. Tim, you don't seem happy about that either. Britney, it is Britney Spears.
She doesn't make me happy.
No.
What? Not anymore.
No.
Tim, what does make you happy?
Beer.
Britney Spears, of course, was photographed by paparazzi driving her SUV out of a Malibu Starbucks with her infant son sitting in her lap instead of in a child safety seat. Cable news networks were in crisis mode. Parenting and legal experts were called in. How bad a mother is Britney? Should the Department of Children and Family Services take the baby from her? If something tragic were to happen to her and her offspring, wouldn't that in the end be good for the species? Britney said, quote, and this is a real quote from Britney about the incident, "I made a mistake, and so it is what it is, I guess." Unquote.
How true.
You know? It's almost zen-like.
Yeah. Can I speak up for Britney on this?
Please do, Kiri.
I'm sorry, it's the blonde lobby. You know, mothers used to do that all the time.
It's true.
That used to be kind of an accepted thing. You just stick a little baby in your lap.
I remember driving up and down the Connecticut Turnpike with my family, sitting in my mother's lap, and she let me play with her collection of steak knives.
See?
You know.
Survival of the fittest.
And I'm fine. I'm still here.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why everybody gets so upset about it. Korva, how did Tim do in our quiz?
Well, Peter, dear Tim, had 3 correct answers and wins our prize. Tim, congratulations.
Happy now?
Oh, yeah.
All right. There you go. I knew it would happen. Well, Tim, thank you so much for playing and congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Beep, beep, beep.